this is what we hope to be a very positive day. Finally, after decades of campaigning, the A5 road is due to be given the green light from Stormont following the executive meeting this afternoon.
And for those families that have been affected throughout the years that have lost a loved one on that road, this is huge for them, and it's testament to their campaign as well.
Well, I think first and foremost, all of our thoughts will absolutely be with the families who have lost loved ones right across the entirety of the island, because there's people that travel on the stretch of road on a daily basis from every part of this island and beyond. And unfortunately, many have not returned to their families. People that were out locally on simple journeys to go to a shop, visit friends, travel to work, school, or any of the things that we should be taking for granted and do take for granted on a daily basis in terms of simple journeys. Unfortunately, those people have not returned home, and this road does not discriminate. It claims the lives of and has claimed the lives of countless men, women and children, fathers and mothers, sons and daughters. And I've said for quite a long number of years that it is my firm belief, and it is confirmed in the numbers of tragedies on this road, that this road in its current form is the most dangerous road on these islands. And I think that is widely recognised, certainly recognised by the Irish government. It's recognised by all political parties here in the Northern Ireland, and certainly has been recognised by the Prime Minister. So it is time for action, and today hopefully will be the starting point of that.
And once these plans get the green light, when or how soon can we expect work to commence?
Well, my view would be that the work would need to start immediately. For too long, when announcements of these major projects and significant life-saving projects such as the A5 are announced, there is delay following the announcement and nothing happens. If that happens on this occasion, I would have great fear of the circumstances that would unfold. My view is that every day of a delay leads to further lives being put at risk. And my view today is that Minister O'Dowd must immediately, when announcing the A5, instruct contractors to begin construction of the road immediately. Do not waste a single minute. Do this now and get this road started. For when we're started, we will get it finished. We'll be one step closer every day. But no more delays. The announcement is one thing, action is another. And today is about the announcement. But if I was Minister, I'd be asking for action tomorrow. And that's what everybody, particularly my constituents across West Tyrone, would be hoping to happen very, very soon.